Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, celebrating our 10th year of the Small Business Advocate Show. We're wrapping up the 10th year, actually. We've already been in our 10th year for 360, how many days now? And so we're wrapping up our 10th year, heading off into our 11th year, but we're celebrating the 10-year anniversary this week, and we thank you for being part of that, and could not do it without our good friend Jim Ballard. Jim's been a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's been with us all the way back since 99, and he's been a supporter of all the things that we do here, and we appreciate him very much. He's the author of What's the Rush? He's the author of Mind Like Water. He's the author of Little Wave, Old Swell, which is just a great little book, brand new, out on the just recently, the last few months. And more importantly, he's our good friend Jim Ballard. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, baby. Happy anniversary.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it very much. And, of course, we, as I say, we couldn't do it without you.
Thanks. And I always look forward to these times. It's just a treat for me.
Well, it is for us, too. Jim, one of the things I talk about on the show all the time and in my writing and when I speak to people is hitching our wagons to our own star, finding the thing that we believe in, the thing that we want more than anything in the world, the thing that we feel that we could fight for long and hard, and go after that, the thing that we can believe in ourselves about. And some people call that a dream. Follow your dream. And we've all heard that term. Is it appropriate to ask people, what's your dream?
Jim, I've done it hundreds of times over the years. Maybe 1,000, because I've been at it for decades.
That's just in this life too, isn't it, Jim?
I'm sorry?
That's just in this life, right?
That's right, this time around. But sometimes it's with people that I know, but more often it's with people I've just met. And you get talking with somebody, and that just comes to mind, because it's such a magic question, and I have never ever had anybody turn me down and say I don't want to talk about that. I've had a couple of people, probably two or three, say that's an interesting question. I don't know what my dream is, but they'll always tell you. Even those who say they don't know, they'll start talking about it. And it's a good question to ask when you get talking with a service person. There's so many waitresses and waiters that I've asked that, not just because they come up and take my order, but when you get talking with them and they tell you a little bit, and then you just say, hey, what's your dream anyway? And they'll say, oh. And, what I notice is the eyes go up and maybe drift to the side a little bit, because what you've done is you've dumped them into their right brain, their imagining self.
Yep.
And they're visioning it, and maybe they've never even told anybody. I've used it in my training years when I would open with whatever the topic was for the day in the training room. I would get people paired up, business people, business guys, and say, get with somebody you don't know, and they'd sit facing, and I'd say, look them in the eye, and one by one, take turns and say, what's your dream? And that was a wonderful way to open the day.
That's a great exercise. Jim, you were talking about waiters and waitresses. I don't know how many times I have, been visiting with someone who's been serving me, and I always say their name, and sometimes they say, what's your name? And then occasionally, if we've got some time to talk, they'll say, what do you do? And I tell them what I do, and you know what? You'd be amazed. And how many of them, more than not, say, I've got a small business I want to do.
Yeah.
And it's their dream.
And
without me asking them, what's your dream, they told me their dream.
People who sit in those training rooms, and sometimes I've said, tell people your dream, somebody will say, raise a hand and say, You mean you want us to talk about our business, the company we're working for? I say, I don't know. It's a very personal thing, so whatever. And so often it's that they want to start their own company. They're going to be entrepreneurial because they share afterwards, you know, what it meant to tell. Now, you know, this is another thing about asking that question to people. And, of course, we want to get around to saying, you know, ask it of your people. Ask it of your employees, the people that work with you, because a lot of times you don't know what their aspirations are. And they might not want to tell you on their own because it's not
right.
It's not to build your business. It's to build mm-hmm. It's to go somewhere on their own.
Mm-hmm.
But the more that you when you ask them that, and the more you listen to them, what'll happen is that I've had so many people report this is when you tell your dream, it makes it realer for you. It makes it more possible. A lot of times it fleshes it out. You think of things you've never imagined because you've never talked about it.
Well, there's something about saying things out loud.
That's it.
And I'll tell you something else that's pretty strong. It's pretty shocking, actually. Sometimes when you go through this exercise, write it down on a piece of paper and have it look back at you.
That's right. Makes it realer. And the other thing is, Jim, and this is just makes common sense, is a lot of times the listener will hear the dream and then say, you know, I could help you with that. And especially if you're asking your employees, you take somebody out for coffee or something, and, you know, just as a quiet moment, you say, hey, what's your dream, Ralph, you know, or Betty?
Mm-hmm.
And they tell you, then you can think, you know, you ought to, let me email you the name of somebody that could help you with that.
Right.
Or I read an article the other day, or you should get this book. And so often people will report in the reporting out after that paired sharing that we do at the beginning of the training day. They will say, you know, this was wonderful because, you know, my partner and I didn't even know each other before we did this.
Right.
But we've thought of ways that we're gonna call each other up after this, you know, and help each other along with furthering our dreams.
And your dream could be to go back to school. Your dream could be to create the next great rose, you know, hybrid rose. Your
dream, right.
your dream could be to, you know, to go skydiving one day. I mean, your dream doesn't have to be to start a business.
A business, that's right. And a lot of times it isn't.
Hold on to that thought.
Okay.
We got to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, we're going to ask the question, what's my dream? 20 after, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Jim Blasting Game, this is Gary Moore, author of Faithful Finances 101. Just wanted to say congratulations on 10 years of service on the radio to small business owners everywhere. It's hard to believe that a man of your humility and quiet demeanor could have that long a career in radio. We're very, very proud of you.
Welcome back. Thank you, Gary. That's me. That's me, folks. Mr. Humble. Mr. Quiet Demeanor. Jim Ballard knows all about that. He's our good friend. He's our guest this half hour, the author of Mind Like Water and Little Wave and Old Swell. Jim, that's what you think about when you think about me, isn't it? Mr. Humble.
Oh, yeah, and the quiet demeanor.
Ladies and gentlemen, I warned you. I've been warning you for days. This was going to be an obnoxious week. I warned you about that. Hey, Jim, tell us where your books are available, please.
Well, I would say, first of all, online, you know, Amazon or Barnes & Noble, because I never know when a person goes to their store where they're going to find it. But you can get it online.
Yeah.
Get them all.
Or ask for it. The name is Ballard with two L's.
Yeah.
And it's Jim, unless you're looking for the first one, which is What's the Rush, which is still one of my favorite books on the planet, and that has James Ballard on the front. If you see that, it's the
yeah.
same guy. Jim, you were asking us a minute ago this question about what's your dream, asking people that question. I think that's a wonderful thing. In fact, I think that's a great exercise for an employer to ask their employees, because our job in life is to help our employees become more successful so that all their efforts aggregate to us. We make them successful. We aggregate all that success, and it becomes ours as well as theirs. But if you really want to find out what makes them happy, ask them what their dream is. And I think that's a great idea, Jim, that you've got for improving the relationship with employer to employee. But how about this question? What's my dream? What about
Share your dream too? Absolutely.
Instead of waiting on somebody to ask me what my dream is, I should be asking myself, what's my dream?
Oh, asking yourself, absolutely. That's right. I did want to mention about that you don't want to just make it one way, and they're liable to come back when you ask them their dream and ask you yours. But I think for an employer that you should share, you know, some dream that you have too, because that's part of letting down the walls and the bars and creating intimacy. But you know, I get what you're saying, Jim, and you're saying go within, introspect, and say, you know, have I really asked myself that? And
yeah.
people listening right now, we're asking them, you know, I'm sure with this discussion, we're saying to you driving your car somewhere to work or sitting somewhere, you know, what's your dream? Have you thought about this? Question yourself and flesh it out and write it down like Jim says.
Well, what you're doing when you ask yourself that question and then you answer it honestly, and then all of a sudden you look around and you say, wait a minute. I'm on this track, and my dream's over there on that track. What am I doing over here?
That's excellent. Right. Yeah. What am I doing to further that dream? Am I working on it? Have I done anything today or this week to make it happen?
But you're on a track, and you can't, you know, like a train, you can't always just switch tracks. You got to go to a junction, maybe even a roundhouse, and spin around and go back the other way, and that takes time. And so if you don't know what your dream is, when you find out what your dream is, when you ask yourself that question and answer it honestly, then you can come up with, what is it going to take for me to get over on that other track? It may not happen today, it may be a year or two, however long, but you can find out what your dream is. But Jim, I think your point is a good one. I just think that people shouldn't wait for somebody to ask them.
You know, I really think it's a matter of integrity and loyalty to yourself, too, to know what your dream is and to follow it out. And this is what I think, because you and I have talked about serendipity enough on this show,
yep.
That if you make your dream clear to yourself, if you really spend time thinking about it, writing it down, visualizing it, creating a picture of it, or, you know, go in magazines and cut out things that have to do with it, that things will start to show up to help you, you know, make that dream a reality. If you're not conscious of it and concentrating on it and giving it to yourself in loyalty and, you know, as a gift, then, because, you know, when you do that, we've talked about the visualizing process, and I'm a great believer in, you know, closing your eyes and putting on music or whatever and visualizing that dream. You know, then you're giving it to yourself, and you'll start to see it happen out in the world.
Right, no question about it. One of Shakespeare's great lines, I thought of just as you said a minute ago, this above all to thine own self be true.
That's it. So,
yeah.
You know, I also want to say, you know, have people who are listening, have you been asking yourself what's your dream, and think about asking other people, even people in your family. See, I've had people go home from more than a one-day training after we did that What's Your Dream exercise the first morning. And
mm-hmm.
I remember people, more than one guy coming in, more than one person. But I remember a guy, the first guy when it happened, he came in and the next day he said, I want to tell everybody that when I was driving home from the training day yesterday, I was thinking about my dream. And I realized I hadn't told my wife my dream. So we had a session last night, she and I, and we shared
wow.
our dreams with each other. And we have a whole new thing going where we want to help each other.
Yeah.
And do it with your kids and so on. They,
yep.
People need to know their bosses, their spouses, their parents' dream.
Jim, I'm going to start asking more people, what's your dream? Thank you for that.
You bet.
And I'm going to ask myself that today. I think I know, but I'm not sure. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Absolutely.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks.
What's the rush?
Happy anniversary.
Thanks, Jim. Mind Like Water. and Little Wave and Oh Swell, all Jim Ballard books. Get them wherever books are sold. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.